This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, keeping my promise from the last episode, we are out with the horse dentist today. Where you'd expect us to be, you know, a ranch, bunch of big old toothy grins staring back at us.
We basically open up their mouth, we give them a little bit of sedative, open up their mouth, and then we balance their mouth.
Yeah, but here's the thing, they balance it out with a power tool. So we're going to be right there for it. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about camels and zonkies, and then the cutest little cow that you have ever seen.
One, two, three,
Hey now, Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I have been teasing this one for a while. It's the last one for this round, so we're going to make it a good one. We're out with Nen Equine, N-E-N-N, which is horse dentistry and basically everything else. So let's meet our vet.
Katie Neneker. I go by Dr. Nen.
But as you figured out already, not your usual doctor. She is a large animal vet.
I have a Great Dane. Is that a large animal? And I say no. That is a big dog, but basically, I treat everything you'd find on a farm.
Which might seem weird, because LA, right? Yes and no. We're out near Moore Park today, which is way more like horse country than the city. But also, there's way more than meets the eye just about everywhere.
People ask that all the time. We have a surprisingly large amount of farm animals here. We have farm animals that range from people who just have their pet pigs, couple goats, all the way up to full-on beef cattle herds in LA County and Ventura County. So we have quite an array of farm animals out here.
What does she see the most? These little hobby farms.
So it'll be like a couple alpacas, llamas, goats, a sheep, and a cow. In particular, goats. People will have their goats and then just do like goat milk for fun. And they'll do soaps and goat cheese and stuff like that.
So there's that. And then there's like the really unexpected, where you've got that one neighbor and you're like, Jerry, come on. What was that noise?
House cows. Legit house cows. Literally this week, there was a house cow, a little mini Highland.
It's the same kind of mini Highland cow that's Instagram famous.
They planted grass on their tennis court so that the cow goes out to the tennis court and hangs out on the grass. And they've got a couple chickens and a couple goats. They're in the most random places. We know house cows, house chickens. A lot of people have potbelly pigs.
You know, I took care of a potbelly one time. She ate my shoe. Her name was Aretha. But this isn't a story about that. This is a story about large animal vets.
There's a lot of stuff that's the same as cat and dog. We do skin problems, regular vaccines, yearly blood work, all that stuff. And the funny thing is that people don't think that, like, your goat you would treat the same as your dog. But a lot of the families that I get to work with, they love their goats and their pigs the same way that they love their dogs and cats. So we do a lot of the same stuff. And then on the other side of that is being a large animal vet means you're also the emergency vet. So at any point, we can get called out for any number of emergencies, from lacerations to what we call dystocias, which is the babies may be in the wrong position and we got to figure out how we can manipulate them, or do emergency C-sections in the field. And so it can be any number of things. With horses, we see something called colic a lot, which is GI upset, where we end up tubing the horse. We do the crowd favorite, the rectal exam. We reach all the way up to our shoulder and, you know, feel what's going on inside. So that's a common one for horses, but it's pretty variable with what we see.
Did you like that? I was going to use it at the front, but I thought, no, save it. Make it a surprise. Let's get to business.
Yes. We call it getting a dental, but we basically open up their mouth and then we balance their mouth. Their teeth are really different than human teeth, where they're constantly growing throughout their life. So they can get really uneven and get sharp points and make them, their mouth can be uncomfortable, and then it can make their overall system, they can get skinny and have other issues. So we do yearly dentals on a lot of our horses where we kind of keep up with their mouth. And my horse is due. It's kind of the running joke where it's like the cobbler's kids don't have shoes. Like my horse doesn't get routine vet care, so she's due. And so this is a perfect opportunity that we can go out and go hang out with my horse.
All right, here we are. Here she is. Her name is Duchess, by the way. Very pretty. For the sake of time, just the big points. First, the drugs. Novocaine for us, right? They get the full body stuff. Then horse mouthwash, which is a thing. You put it in there with a hose and a little pump. Then out comes the equipment. Chin goes on a support. Then this contraption goes in, keeps the mouth open, sort of works like a car jack. Then you get out the tools.
They're hand tools, but they're really long files that literally will file down the tooth so we can shape them and change them a little bit. And we have different shapes to get into different areas in the mouth. And the horse's teeth are huge and their mouth is gigantic. So it's kind of cool where we are like putting these giant power tools in their mouth and changing their teeth around, and we're literally grinding their teeth down.
Yeah. Listen to this. I mean, if you're a horse person, you know, but if not, this is kind of wild, right? Honestly, didn't take long, like a couple minutes. That was it. Way faster than when we go to the dentist. Duchess was super chill. What do you do with the ones that aren't?
The ones that are not fine, I have a dart gun that I will dart them from a distance.
That's a heck of a way to start the day.
I've darted all kinds of crazy animals, like zonkeys, zebra donkey mixes. They're beautiful to look at, and it's like the worst characteristics of both of them go together into the same animal. It's like, I'm not made to be in captivity. I'm supposed to be in the wild, like as prey running around. Long story short, I will dart those ones. I do camels sometimes, but camels are like, I would say they're, for me, like the scariest animal to work on. Because they're just, one, they're huge, and their spit is the worst. It is the worst thing ever. It's like a shower, because they're above you and they will rain down on you. A shower of just nasty, like stomach vomit all over. It's horrible. I don't know if you want to air that part. Yeah, right.
Yeah, no. No, of course I'm going to air that part. Quick note, you may see more of the team soon. They're working on a show about helping all these animals, about the fines you don't expect, encouraging more people to get into the field. Duchess was great. Nice teeth. Thank you, Dr. Nen. Thank you for listening. We're brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You know, we've done like 25 of these Do You Work Here's after 70 of the old show. What do you say we get to 100? Don't delete this feed. See you in a bit.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.